Welcome to the CDC podcast. In this edition, we look at financing the Sustainable Development Goals. The UN launched the Sustainable Development Goals in 2015 as a shared blueprint for the future to promote peace and prosperity for both people and planet. Now, coming into 2020, we have just 10 years to achieve the goals, which may seem like a long time, but the UN estimates an extra $2 to $4 trillion is needed annually to meet the goals by 2030. This comes as some countries have still failed to put in place the funding commitments made at the 2015 Addis Ababa Action Conference on Financing for Development. We sat down with some of the key thinkers and actors on impact investment to discuss the challenge we face, the response from the impact investment community, and what more can be done to mobilise private capital for the SDGs. We spoke to Mahmoud Mohiuddin, the World Bank Group's Senior Vice President for the 2030 Development Agenda, who discusses how the billion to trillions drive, the idea of increasing impact capital globally, came about.
My team was very much responsible for the joint piece that we did with the multilateral development banks on financing sustainable development, famously known as the billions to trillions paper, which is basically about leveraging. So you don't need to take the billions to trillions literally all the time. It may rhyme nicely, but you need really to take it from the perspective that public money, either official development assistance or public finance, could really be used smartly in order to bridge gaps yes. of funding. These gaps of funding are estimated recently by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, to be around 4 to 5% of GDP in the case of emerging markets and middle-income countries. So this is really huge gaps to be filled.
While public capital via development finance institutions such as CDC and the IFC can make an impact, Lorenzo Bernasconi, Managing Director of Innovative Finance at the Rockefeller Foundation, spoke to us about how private funds making development and impact-led investments will be crucial to reach the 2030 deadline.
There's just no other way that we're going to get there. So the simple maths is that there's no other place that has that quantum of capital. So the key for us is not just making sure that we unlock more money for impact, but really ensuring that that money that goes towards impact is actually delivering on the ground. So it's both the direction of capital and the quantum of capital that we need to unlock.
However, a report by the Global Impact Investing Network, which surveyed investors, found the greatest barrier to private capital being deployed for impact investment is the risk appetite of investors. Developing markets are deemed too risky to be appealing, despite there being demand for impact investment opportunities. To get a private sector perspective, we spoke to Chris Club, Managing Director of Convergence Blended Finance, about the level of demand for impact investment and the reality of what is holding it back.
Yeah, I would say first and foremost is number one is the risk itself. There's 145 developing countries. The median credit rating for these countries is single B. So right off the bat, this is far too risky for most private sector investors. Number two is, although the public sector is talking about the SDGs and mobilizing investment, the reality is we don't have a lot of funding flowing into this area to mobilize investment. For example, official development assistance numbers are still lowish and have not gone up. And number two, the multilateral development banks and DFIs that are owned by the public sector have not really embraced the mobilization agenda as much as is actually needed. And then third, quite frankly, is even if we can create pools of capital that can flow, it doesn't mean that there's naturally investable, bankable projects at the other end. Therefore, we consciously need to identify how are we going to build up a bigger universe of investable projects in low and middle income countries.
This is where more sophisticated financial models can be deployed to mobilise capital towards the Sustainable Development Goals. This year, CDC launched Catalyst, our strategy for catalytic capital designed to shape emerging markets and build more inclusive and sustainable economies. The greater risk appetite, which comes with catalytic capital, allows CDC and others with similar strategies to reduce risk at a market level or take on an additional amount at deal level, increasing opportunities for other investors. We met up with Deborah Schwartz, Managing Director of Impact Investment at the MacArthur Foundation, at the Global Impact Investors Network in Amsterdam to discuss the role she sees catalytic capital playing in reaching the UN Sustainable Development Goals by 2030.
So we think about catalytic capital as playing three fundamental roles. Seeding ventures or funds that are new and innovative and creating risk in that way. Helping scale funds or ventures that are early stage and therefore kind of not as economic, not as proven, not as investable as they could be. And then also sustain ventures or funds where the impact proposition is so profound that it creates constraints on the business model and necessitates a below market level of return. So seed, scale, and sustain. The kinds of gaps we see in the market that need to be addressed at these different stages can be things like the size of the fund or venture, and you might have a very large scale commercial investor. They can only make investments at a large scale. And the ventures or funds, especially in emerging markets, may need investments that are much, much smaller. And so you could create a disconnect that catalytic capital can help bridge. Similarly, there may be a need for large-scale investors to have significant liquidity in their investments, and they won't be able to take on long-duration or uncertain-duration investments. So again, a catalytic capital investor can come in and take on that risk of being more patient and maybe more flexible on other kinds of terms as well. And that can include the rate of return that the catalytic capital investor is willing to absorb. Now, one of the ways that it can serve as a bridge is through blended finance. So the catalytic capital piece can be taking, let's say, a first loss position, and other capital can then come in a senior position and have a risk return profile that works for them.
As the appetite for impact investment opportunities continues to grow among traditional investors, and development finance actors look to maximize their impact through investments and find ways to bring more capital into impact investing, Amit Bhuri, Chief Executive Officer of the Global Impact Investors Network, is hopeful about the outlook for achieving the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030, despite the challenge.
So I do worry about the risk of not achieving SDGs. It is not too late yet, but the key will be whether or not there's acceleration. Can the momentum build that we're moving capital and financing solutions to social and environmental issues at a much faster rate than we have been for the first 4 years of the SDGs. And I think that is going to be the pivot of whether or not we achieve those important goals. And I believe that the impact investment community plays a critical role. The SDGs provide a very powerful and compelling framework that we've seen that really kind of unites investors all around the world in a common agenda. And I think that cannot be understated how powerful that is, in a global market that is, cuts across so many different countries and types of investors.
With just a decade to go until the target completion date for the Sustainable Development Goals, the challenge we face to meet the deadline is significant. But as we move closer to 2030, an increasing number of new actors from both the private and public sectors are stepping up to join the effort to meet the goals. At CDC, we are committed to putting the SDGs at the centre of what we do as we work to mobilise more capital into our markets where it can have the greatest impact. In 2020, there will be only 10 years until the deadline for the goals. We know that it is only through collective global action and prolonged commitment to changing attitudes towards investing in developing markets that the UN will be able to meet its promises to build a sustainable future.